Mick, fantastic to see you here, man. It must be fantastic after all the work you've done to get a start here for the Melbourne Rising.
Yeah, mate, honestly, one of the better rugby experiences I've ever had, to come home, play in front of my family and friends. It was a great day out.
And enormous congratulations, man. You've re-signed with the Rebels. You've had about 10 minutes on the field, two games. You got this Ben Meehan fellow who we're going to have to put a sniper out for to make sure you get a run. But fantastic, man. It must be satisfying. All that hard work behind the scenes, busting your guts, and now you've been able to give yourself another run at professional rugby.
Yeah, it is, mate. It's really, really rewarding to be sticking around, but it's just part of the game. With Sturz and Mino are two very good nines, so you just do the right thing for the team. You bide your time. When you get your chance, you do the best you can. So.
Well, the nice little surprise for you was, of course, taking down Quinns in the grand final. Yet another grand final win, and a very unique man to not only help himself to the Shoot Shield, but also, of course, the Dura Shield. What sort of day was that?
It was a cracker of a day, to be honest with you, mate. They'd won three titles straight. We were down by 19-6 at half time. We came back and won with a minute to go. So it was a very satisfying win, that grand final. I loved it. Absolutely great day.
And what about the culture there at the Unicorns?
Mate, a great group of guys. Certainly takes a lot of stress when you come on a Thursday night, you're a bit disappointed about not being in the super squad. They're a great bunch of guys, make you feel a whole lot better, and you remember why you play footy, because it's fun. So.
Yeah, and Oran Park, it's always good fun with the cricket pitch in the middle of the ground.
Mate, the synthetic right in the middle. Yeah, well, I'm actually lucky I've moved in about two doors up from the field, so I just have to walk to training. Makes it a whole lot easier. So.
Yeah, great comparison now between the Shoot Shield and the Dura Shield. What are your thoughts there? Is it a bit like seconds, a bit like thirds of Sydney Club Rugby, or is it about the same, or just depending on who turns up on the day?
It depends who you get. The grand final we played in, it was certainly like a standard of a first grade game, but the where they're let down is some of the other games can be quite a low sort of second, third grade standard. But having said that, from speaking to the boys who have played it for the last couple of years, it's only going one direction, that's up, which is good for Victorian rugby.
Your point of view as a contracted player, controversial sort of argument, but would you prefer to go home and play Shoot Shield, or know that you're part of the deal when you sign a contract here at the Rebels, that you play club rugby and you put something into the game?
Well, obviously, I love the Woods. I love playing there, and I would love to play more, but it's all part and parcel. If you want to be a professional athlete, you've just got to do the things that come along with that, and part of that's playing in Victoria. So I had a young wife, and we're just getting set up there, so it's probably easy for me just to stay down there.
Well, it's always tough when you buy a new property or a couple down there at Toorak, so you've got to try and settle yourself in there. But, the ambition's now just to be able to get stuck into it and help yourself to the prize as far as getting a spot there in the 23. As ironically enough, last time we interviewed you, you played for the New South Wales Country Eagles down there at Gosford.
Yeah.
And, they're singing the song, but... Yeah, just one of those things now. Just continue to work hard, work your guts out, and get that opportunity, take it, really strangle it.
Well, that's exactly the plan, mate. Just one game at a time, you put yourself in the best position you can.
Beautiful stuff, Mick. We wish you all the best, and hopefully we will see you not only be part of the Melbourne Rising, but also the Rebels in 2017.
Cheers. Thanks, Wixie.